Middle of Hilchus Shabbos, on the bottom of Kuf Pei Amud Aleph, middle of Simin Shin Lamed Vav. Halachas, if you're allowed to go on grass and on the tree on Shabbos, Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Shor Sheilan, the roots of trees. Hagvoyim min the Oged Shlishitvachim that are elevated from the ground 3 hand breadths. Asla Shamash Bem Yilad to utilize them on Shabbos. Pachis Mekan, if it's less than that, Mutla Shamash Bem Yilad to utilize them. Why? Because the Kakarka Chashivi, if they're under 3 Tvachim, they consider like the ground itself. Now, what happens if it's coming from above 3 Tvachim and it's coming down? The Mokum Shagvayim as it gets into page 360. The Mokum Shagvayim Shlesha Asurim. So it depends. In the place where it's 3 Tvachim high, it's permitted. The Mokum Shagvayim Shlesha Matam. In the place where it's not 3 Tvachim high, it's permitted. Like Vayim Shlesha, if it's 3 Tvachim high, Bechol Tachdeim, and there's an airspace beneath them. Avapisha Matzadech, even though from one side in Chol Tachdeim, there is no cavity beneath them, but in Shavan Arit, and they're equal to the ground. Asalishiv, so even to sit the full outside of Shavan Arit, even on the side, it's equal to the ground. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kot and Tezayin. So the Mechaber said like this: Shar She'ilon, regarding the roots of trees, Shi'itim and Akarka, which are coming out from the ground, but near them, and they're visible. Kamei Bilonis as a Kainim, like in the old trees, usually have the trunk, the roots are on the ground, but sometimes like the old trees, it's receded. You see the roots of the old trees, which as Shartzin Lesyud brings this from Ravin Yehoinison, this is Rashi, sounds like he explained it's going on the branches. However, both of them would agree to each other's interpretations. Either way, so you have the roots of the trees that are above 3 Tvachim from the ground. Sivkon Yudzayin. So he said, Asalish Tamish. So you're not allowed to utilize them. Even though here it's not really so applicable that you might come to detach it. Even so, as long as 3 Tvachim is a significant area, it's considered prohibited. But if it's less than 3 Tvachim, then it's permitted to go ahead and utilize them. But then something is unofficially, even the branch of a tree, if it's within 3 Tvachim from the ground, you're allowed to utilize it. So I've caught in your test. Why? Because the karka chashiv is considered like the ground itself. And b'shar leishav, you're allowed to sit on the ground, and you're never allowed to sit on them. Choshkin, all the more so, be yerik shen gavayish leishav tvachim, a vegetable that's not 3 tvachim high, but v'adim mutav b'shod permitted. Chin ilan cut and so to a small tree. Uboy pechaz yogdis or gedoyma. It has these like small little types of berries and things like that. Efshad the mutav, maybe it's permitted. Choshkin pachas mash leishav tvachim, anything that's left in 3 tvachim. It's very practical, like if you're somewhere in camp, but it was like on Shabbos sitting on. You're allowed to sit on these things with the 3 Tvachim. You're allowed to. But you could say the opposite. The Chol Sheyesh Peres, anything that's fruits, Chol Gavni Yesh Ligzer Shlo L'Shtam Shalav, know that in all cases you should make Gzer not to utilize it. Shema Yitlash, you might come to detach it. Find the Kama Shar Sheil, and that's why the Mechaber picks specifically the roots of trees, Shema Peres, which doesn't have fruits. The Yisro Rak Meshum Leplug, the whole prohibition is only because we don't want to differentiate. But Zem Mutapach Meshlech Tvachim, that's permitted less than 3 Tvachim. Continuing with Mishmur, Bechem Yerker or Lachila, also a vegetable that's edible, Efshagamkin Nasim, maybe there it's also forbidden, maybe even less than 3 Tvachim, but Tamazev, for the same reason as he quotes from the Prima Gadim. The Sharatin, Oisid Gimel, says that he's also in doubt over there, also for this reason, to say it's forbidden by a soft reed, that the concern is that maybe you might crack it and break it, even less than 3 Tvachim. So maybe it's specifically for roots. Sivkat and Chav. And so Vimbar Mahulu, and let's say it's coming from higher up to lower down, meaning because after that it's elevated 3 Tvachim, Khajav Nikh, but then it goes and bends down. So Sivkat Mukhaf Alif. So it depends. When it's above 3 Tvachim, it's forbidden. And where it's not 3 Tvachim I, then Mutarm, it's permitted. Avagav Shurajan Nikhvab, even though the top of this part that's bent, who gadol, it's great, it's coming from where? Above, it's where it's forbidden. Dine mitvay shlosh tvachim from above 3 tvachim. Kshayshem mitchila. When there was zero initially, how you asked l'shavas, but it was forbidden to utilize it. However, we can't even tell because you go over years when it grows more. V'nech v'lamata and it bends downwards. But to b'makom anavach, it's permitted in the lower part. The kukarka chashiv because in the within 3 tvachim is considered like the ground. Well, if he's according to this koshkin, the most shemut l'shavas because you're allowed to utilize the trunk of the tree. Because it's mishlosh tvachim la'aretz with the 3 tvachim from the ground. Even though it's a very tall tree, so that's very, very important. You let a lean on the tree on within 3 tvachim from the ground. Sivkan chabez. What happens if it was 3 tvachim high? No, you let's say you're just leaning on that area. You're using that to sit on or whatever. Hayigvayim, it was kulu, if it was three tefachim high, and there was an ear space beneath it. But someone means to say, "Shanof miyitz mitzidish elin lamata." The branches are coming out on the sides of the tree, lower down. The behemah that karka from them to the ground. Yesh gev b'shleish tefachim. There's a height of three tefachim. Sif katan chav gimel. So ava pishu b'tzad echad kulu. Even though from one side there is no ear space beneath them and they're equal to the ground. Kugun, for example, how do you have the shakarko yigvay b'yitzad? On one side, the ground was very high. And if you don't have from the ground until above the branch, a measurement of a height of three tvach. Specifically from one side, the bottle is itzad that it's nullified that side, like regarding the three sides, shasham near whether you do see the height of three tvachim. But if on two sides it's equal to the ground, then those sides would be permitted to utilize it. In other words, what happens if you say that sometimes it's equal to the ground on one side, and so he's saying if it did have a height of three tefachim, even though one side didn't have a chalol, you know, let us say even on this side that's equal to the ground. But that's what Mishmur says, that's specifically one side. But if from two sides equal to the ground, then those sides are permitted to utilize them. The Sharetzi and Noisy Zayin says that's as it can heal, and his diet says that's how it seems to him as a humble understanding. The two sides, also according to the two sides, the other two sides, also according to Rabbis, forbidden because by them you do see a height of three tefachim. But these sides would be permitted. Ziv Gimel, Motul El Chagav Asavim. It's permitted to go on top of grass, Ben Lachem and Yibeshim, whether moist or whether dry. Kivin She'inim Miskaven Let Lashir. You're not intending to tear out any grass when you're walking. But the people that eat in the garden, having a picnic. Asurim litli yidim al asav mat Shabbos, they're not allowed to wash their hands on the grass. Shemashkim leisim, because they're watering them. Ava pishin lechav, even though they're not intending to water it. This is what's called psik reshu. It's inevitable. It's going to automatically happen. Ava mutor lahat l'behemir. Why would you not, you're allowed to urinate over there and go to the bathroom. Ashar mashkim shem atzmichim, or to put other liquids, other beverages that don't cause it to sprout. Agas yidrama. Okay, there, but it's going to be stringent. Shalalecha b'kin is not to eat in the gardens. Mishtamashem and Maimib, we're going to utilize stuff like water over there. Because the Mekoishi, yes, these are only with great difficulty. Could you be careful? Shalalecha b'kin, that any water should not fall over there. As we say, in the name of the Sefer Hadrumas.
Mishbrus, Siv Katan Chavdal. So the Mechaber said, you're allowed to go on grass. Ben Lachem, Mechulu, whether it's wet or whether it's dry. Now, Mashma Gemara sounds like a Gemara. Shavila Masubim Hemeru, because even if the grass is tall, Vohoylach Yachab is going barefoot. Shasam Regim Lias and Vakam Akisha, it's Baisim. Now, it generally happens that the grass gets stuck between the toes. Avilach, even so, Mutu is going to be permitted. The Lapsik Rachel should tell us it's not inevitable and that it's going to tear. Lachinder Vavilim, you touch, even if it's going to tear. Gamkin Inisolab, there's no prohibition on him. Shu Ain Machamlas, he's not intending for this. If after that he goes matzish and he finds grass stuck between his toes, bein espaisa between his fingers, or manolav or in his shoes, he's actually song we ought to be should be careful not to remove it by hand. That's from a tilta because that grass is forbidden to be moved. Mishmukta because it's mukta. Because by twilight when Shabbos started they were connected, so they're but they considered mukta. So we said you could go on grass whether wet or dry. Keep in shape mechavim because you're not intending to detach them. I'm bar alacha and at the end of the maskal mutter. Shekizam that we wrote the some gedolim where the grass is tall. Yizar at least you should be careful shliyotzalei not to run on them. She tells me about it. Then it's inevitable that it's for sure going to tear. Vefshem maybe the afil lelechalim b'mehiri even to go quickly. Come against the chazan want us to be careful. Sivkan chavav. But he said that those Eden gardens, it's forbidden to them to wash their hands on the grass, shemashkenem oisim, because you're watering them, even though you're not intending. Vamashke is ramen, whoever waters the vegetation, chayv mishum zerei, is liable for planting, demoy latzmich, because it helps to sprout. Vekamashem chayv, also the plowing, shemadapi akarka al deha lechluach, because it softens the ground through the moisture. The Sharetzi and Oisut Ches brings it from the Mogen Ram named Nagoyz Maim. And he says, look at the Azura, that is a pin like the Rambam, the Nachayim only for Zareya. And he writes over there that according to this, by ground that's not planted, even though it's ready to be plowed, then you would be permitted to put water over there. He says, however, the pin of this Mogen, because Marche is like the conclusion of Abaya, and that's what sounds like the pin of the Rekech, that he quotes this Aloch of Melochab Chayrish, Melochab of Zareya, and that's what sounds like also the pin of the Nagoyz, and it's in commentary. According to this, one has to be careful even by ground which is not planted, even if it's just ready to be plowed, and for nothing, is the Prima Gadim push himself on the Magen Avraham, which he quotes this halacha. Look over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, Sifkat and Chav Zayin. The reason why you cannot water it, even though you're not intending, is it's a great shoe. It's inevitable because the efshar shlo yol gadlam. It's not possible that the water is not going to help it grow. The noichel begin the shen shlo. Now, if someone's eating in the garden that's not his, and not even a person that's his friend, yesh matim. That those who permit, why? Because it's really they hold kivin epsik reisha dudlo nichelehu. This is something inevitable, but it's called inevitable. But he doesn't care for it because it's not his. Not even something that he likes. Sorry, after like a tchilah, it's even permitted even initially. Now many halachic authorities say it's forbidden. At least initially, even if it's something that's inevitable, but even though he doesn't care about it, like we explained, if submission chav, then if submission chav, I shem look over there. So if cotton chav chas. Now, however, to urinate miraglayim urine, that is okay because lefisha azmehem, because they're very strong. The surf message actually burns the vegetation. The moin actually prevents the vegetation from sprouting. Or other beverages that don't help the vegetation to sprout down the kugon yain. For example, wine, the azul chazik is very strong. The soyev gamkin also burns the vegetation. Or any other beverage that's similar to this. Because magram writes like a tchil initially, roll is off the mashkim. It's appropriate to initially be careful even by other beverages. Sharatzin Chavhei says, however, in combination with this, that it's also his friend's garden, then he says it would seem that one does not have to be stringent. Says the Mishmur Bain Bailey, Rabbi Jacob of the Beyan, Shu Chazik, wine that's strong in Lazar Klal, no one does not have to be careful at all. Kana, like we mentioned before, Kazak Primogodin, Primogodin writes, the made Devash, Vashachar, honey water, and beer, Yesh Ben Maim has water inside of it, but Bavad Matzmech, and then for sure, it does help it sprout, and therefore that's problematic. Some cotton lamed. The Ramah said, it's good to be stringent, not to eat in gardens, because if you use water with it, it's very difficult to be careful. Because Taz writes, the beginning of Shishba Amma, a garden that has more than an area of 70 Amma, Tava Carmelis, which is a Carmelis or a biblically prohibited area, if it doesn't help to surround it with in the perimeter. But anyways, you have to be careful. The Ha also bought Tilta Dal Amma, so now I'll move something in the area of Dal Amma, I kind of shine up until here are his words. Lefiz, according to this, so it begins Chaveyish Lazar, then even if it's a friend's garden, he has to be careful. So he said, if the roots were three tefachim high and there was an airspace beneath them, even on one side there isn't, and it's equal to the ground, it would be forbidden, even on the side that's equal to the ground. So he brings the Gemara that says that the roots of a tree that are elevated from the ground three tefachim, or that there's airspace beneath them at three tefachim. Now, in Torah Anach, they were bridged this. They didn't quote like the word of the Braisa. So says the Be'alecha, it appears to me what their intention is, that even if the airspace itself was not a height of three tefachim, only with combination of the branches, since above, the place where he's sitting on the branch, or he's utilizing the area, there's a height of three tefachim, you're not allowed to utilize the area within the command of the Braisa is, with the airspace beneath it, in total it's going to be three tefachim. Even though it's pushing it, however, Ladina says definitely it's logical, like the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring it. The that the Mechaber said, you let it go on grass, I let it walk on grass. So he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he says, you'll find in the smag a pella. Where this is the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chofei, which we said discusses, brings down this Bihalacha. So he says, you find in the smag something wondrous. He writes, Malach of Kaitzer, not to go on a tree on Shabbos, as a rabbinic decree, because you might come to tear off. And the Gemara in Erevin says, you're not going to go on grass on Shabbos, in a place where it's not possible that it's not going to tear. So it's a wonder, because the conclusion of the Gemara over there is that all permitted, in the case is mentioned over there, because we're like Reb Shimon, that holds Dabba Shem and Skab in his mother. Look over there in the Gemara. Now, the Marshal and his beer and his smag writes over there also wondrous things regarding this. And he holds that all these things, it's sick ratio, it's just permitted because it's not a Melech's Mach Shabbos. And he writes this all to explain the words of the smag over there, which is opposite many Rishayim that write explicitly that it's not a psikrish, it's not inevitable. And already he contests on him in the Sefer Maimon Motcha. And even if you're going to leave everything like what he's saying, it's also not understandable the words of the smag, because since based on the Maskan Segemar, everything is permitted, how could the smag consider it as a telod over there? However, in truth, the words of the smag are quoted from the Sefer Yireim and the telod of Chavish Lok over there. And it seems to me to explain the words in a very simple way, says the Be'alach, and that is that it wasn't pleasing for him to say that also the teaching of Rambam Ba'Abba, that you're not going on top of grass because that you're going to push it with your legs, it would be going only according to the Gemara's Havimina, and they hold that this teaching is going even according to the Maskana that we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and it's talking about where it's inevitable. For example, you're going quickly and you're running on the grass and the grass is tall. Then for sure it's not possible; it's not going to get detached. And that's what he concludes on this of Atzbar Glaim Chayte. That is that he's Atzbar Nimr. He's quick to go with his feet to go on them. And some of that's how the Yireim writes within the Sugin Sechel Shabbos regarding Oven Seipira. That's not going according to Yehuda, only according to Rabbi Shimon. And such a situation, Sikresha, for example, let's say on Kelim Gedem, look over there. So therefore, that's how he explains that Gemara. And the Vemaskal Esha Mashkem Chulu, that urine or other beverages that don't help it sprout is not a problem. It says it's difficult. According to what the Smag writes, and Sprout Nagoy Smaimene, and the Magen Ram quotes it, that the Mashka Maim, the water beverage, Yichai, because of Chayrish also. So, why is it right that by wine is permitted, and the same thing as other liquids that don't help sprout, although it's not going to help the vegetation, at least it's going to soften the ground through the moisture, and you should be Chayrish for Chayrish. Says maybe you could say that they didn't say regarding this that it's Chayrish only where it helps for the Zroim also, but where it's going to ruin the Zroim, and it's possible it's not going to make the ground better also. And that's how he says they found those in my Matcha, but it's pushing it, and he says this requires further analysis. He says, you should know, Sefer Tiferes Yisrael writes that by the Chachma of Okonomia, they said for the chemistry that urine is actually very good to fertilize the ground. If that's the case, so as fertilizing, it is a tilad of chayrish. That's his words. He says, but the Velt is not like to be careful regarding this at all. No, some Nagmar Shabbos to pay alpha and base. It's obvious not like his words because it's not possible when someone is defecating without urinating. According to his words, it should be forbidden also to defecate on the plowed field on Shabbos because of the plowing. But it doesn't sound like that over there. Look over there, and therefore. One would not have to be stringent regarding this point of the Tiferet Yisrael. Some of the deer shoe number 11. Regarding wax, let's say from a candle that drips on a written letter. Halacha writes in Simeshen Mem, Nim Primogodin, that even though removing wax is not forbidden because of moichik, of erasing, however, it's forbidden to do that because you're moving the muktzah from the wax that dripped. So when someone asks, then where's the Shulchan Aruch and Simeshen Beis, that he permits to scrape with the fingernail the mud that's attached to a person's garment, from the Mishmeruv, that it permits to scrape off food that fell on a person's garment. So you see that we're not concerned for the is of moving muktzah. So in Sefer Megillah Sefer, he explains that mud or cooked that fell on a person's garment is disgusting. You're allowed to move it because of halacha of graf shel rei. But grass that's on the foot or the shoe and also wax that fell on the sefer, there's nothing disgusting, and therefore there's no heta of graf shel rei. We also discuss in Simeon Shinches, Sivkot and Kof Lamed, from the words of the Chazon Ish. There's number 12. Now, we said, sometimes when you're walking on grass, it's inevitable it's going to detach it. So that could be problematic. Now, even though the Chayra, it's a Psikrish Loi Nichle, he doesn't care, at least Psikrish, what's called the Loi Ichpesle, this Loi Nichle that he doesn't want, and then it's like what he doesn't care. And the tearing is happening with the person's foot, which is considered kalachayad, like in the backhand way. And some lachashin tukulagufu, you don't need it. And it's makalkal, it's destructive. In such a situation, it shouldn't be forbidden in a situation that's necessary. It's discussed in Shin Chafal, Sikon, and Zan Sharatzin over there, Sharatzin, Simishin Tazan, Sikon, Yaches. So Rosh Hashanah explains, you have to be concerned that maybe you're going to detach the grass that's bothering him when he's running, and it's going to be easy for him to tear it. And even though every single step, it's not really psychic ratio that's going to be detaching. However, it's possible when he's running, we're concerned for these steps like this, that if he would look, he would know from the beginning that for sure it's going to tear, and therefore that's why it's concerning. There's number 13. Regarding watering the ground in the winter months, then in such a situation, really, the water is not really helping for the sprouting of the vegetation. Then say the Yirim HaShalom, it's broad, that's permitted. And so to a field that was already watered from this girl's holes, if you let us spill water over there on Shabbos, if it's clear, that's not going to have any helpful effect regarding the pouring. There's number 14. How much should he distance from the vegetation so that he shouldn't be chayiv for the watering? That goes, Chassam Sefer writes, that is dafka if the mashka is on literally on them. That's how it's written in Sefer Das Torah. It adds on that since the ikar of the nourishing is only opposite them, so therefore one can be lenient to wash one's hands, even within 3 tefachim of the vegetation. Now, how far do you have to distance from a tree so that you're not chayiv for watering it? Shlomo Zalman holds that it's up until a distance of 16 or 25 amah, because up until that's the measurement of how much a tree nurtures, as written Taisis Babas Chabzayim Abbas. And he adds on that since it's normal to water a tree right next to the tree, it's possible that as long as you're not watering it right next to it, it's considered as a shinoi, and even it's considered like you're doing a malacha and only a derech of a grama. Now, regarding closing sprinklers that are activated from before Shabbos and it's watering a garden, Chaznish holds that you should close first the main spigot that brings water to all the sprinklers. Because if not, when you're closing the first sprinkler, it's going to strengthen the pressure of the water in the other sprinkler, and it's going to cause the watering to be stronger on Shabbos. He adds on that when the sprinklers are activated, it's appropriate to be careful up until how much is possible, not to utilize the pipes on Shabbos that are in the house, so that when you're closing the spout, shouldn't cause the strengthening of the pressure again in the pipes that are watering. And so therefore, it's appropriate to be concerned for this. There shouldn't be any connection between the pipes that bring the water to water the garden to the pipes that bring the water to one's house. Dish number 15, the Chazanish is inclined that by a field that is designated to be plowed, since you're not going to be chayvim for watering because of malach of zireya, because it's not even planted yet, so everyone agrees that if you water it, you chayv for malach of chayrish, and they don't disagree only by a field that's not oymel lacharisha, if you also chayv for chayrish. Dish number 16, regarding a sink that the water is pouring inside of it, that it's pouring through a pipe, and it's going out to the pipe is taking you out from the sink. When you are going through the sink, you're going through the pipe to outside in the backyard, let's say to ground that's planted. Some holds that you let it pour out into the sink water if you don't intend to water the vegetation. And even though it's what's called segregation, it's inevitable. However, it's permitted to do this because since the water that's pouring through the pipe has a look like kirshin, like a second degree force, and it's considered like a grama, like indirect cause. Or if the pipe is not so long and the water is pouring out mamash right out of the sink, right outside the wall into the garden that's nearby, he says not to permit this. Dish number 17, regarding a shlak, a roof that's on the sukkah, that when you open it, it falls off the water that's on the shlak onto the ground of the garden, where you have your sukkah. And this girl's whole is that if the water was already from the rain watered this garden, so you're allowed to open it if you don't intend for it to watering it. And that's in a way that's not inevitable that's going to be helpful for the ground or for the vegetation. However, one has to be careful that shouldn't fall the water to a place that it didn't rain yet on that area. Now, to spit on Shabbos, a little spittle on vegetation, and this girl's hold is permitted, because a little spit, there's no concern of sprouting the vegetation. Also, it's not the norm to water seeds through vegetation through spit. Now, droplets that fall from a person's body or from his beard on the ground, he holds that there's no concern about watering, because there's no unrecognizable effect, and he's also not intending for that at all. Now, regarding malacha, that you don't have only to maintain the tree in its current state, that it shouldn't get ruined. For example, it's removing the worms that are obstructing its growth, and therefore it's not forbidden on Shemitah, as written in Yerushalmi. However, regarding Shabbos, you're liable on that because it's helping for the sprouting of the tree. However, to close the pipe of the sprinkler that's activated on Shabbos so that it doesn't ruin the vegetation because it's too much water, this girl holds that it's permitted, if not that it's strengthening through that the stream to another sprinkler. Because it's not considered as if you're helping the growth of the sprouts on Shabbos. It's just like preventing its ruination, and it's not a permanent thing. And for sure, that's permitted to prevent living creatures from coming into the garden, and even allowed to chase them away from inside if they already entered. Because these actions are not considered, but just protecting the pears. Dish number 18, regarding a field that's not planted, where the urine is not so harmful. Chaznish writes that l'chayr, one should say it's forbidden because of chayrish of plowing. Because it's softening the ground, you have to say that this brought in the Gemara Shabbos Apiyav, that you're allowed to relieve yourself on even on a plowed field. It's possible that's because it's considered kalachi out in the backhand way, and also ain miskaven not intended, and it's permitted because of covered breeze, because of human dignity. Now, to urinate on mud or on soft earth or on sand, and Simchon Chavav Mashbur writes that the Mogen Brum says it's forbidden to do this because lush, it's kneading, it's making into a solid. And then he's not intending for that, or it's psychiatric, inevitable. Whereas the Beis Meir permits to do that in a situation that's necessary because it's only psychiatric regarding Isidra Abun, like the Sharatzin says over there. And mud that's not his, it's clay that's not his, Mashbur writes that you can be lenient, and in such a situation, for sure it's loy nichele, it doesn't care for when it's kneading. There's number 19, even though that through the burning of the sprouts, he's uprooting l'chayr is something from where its growth is then. So Kesher Shachan explains that the urine does not nullify the sprouting totally. It just prevents it temporarily. And therefore, that's not considered like uprooting something from where its growth is. However, to pour some very sharp chemicals on the grass, that's Kesher Shachan writes, that's logical that would be forbidden because that you're burning the roots totally. And yeah, that would be problematic. Dish number 34.